Yo, yo, what is up, people? Welcome back to Down and 30. I'm your host, Elizabeth, Beth, BP, whatever. How are we all doing? Happy Thursday. We've made it. For me, it's the end of the work week. We've got a big one, guys. We're on the brink of summer. We've got Mem Day, Memorial Day weekend. What's the vibes? What's the plans? What are we doing? Where are we pulling up? Tell me everything. We are on the cusp of hot girl summer. We are on the cusp of everything. This is where I thrive. We are on the cusp of me turning 31. Dirty one, you know what I'm saying? Next Thursday is the big day. A week from today. So I can't wait to see what you all got me. I can't wait to see all the surprises you've all planned for me. It's going to be a great one for all of us. No, JK. So in other pop culture news, besides my birthday, besides my 31st birthday, I thought it would be fun to just come on and chat about some pop culture musings of the moment. Things that have caught my attention, things I'm into, things that are buzzing around, doing a little bebop here and there. So pull up a tuna melt, grab a shrimp cocktail, grab a pretzel nugget tray, pop a beer, pop a wine, pop a tea, pop a juice, pop a water, and let's get after it. Let's do the damn thing. So, pop culture. I'm not going to lie. I'm not like the number one person to keep up with this stuff. You know, I go through phases. I'll hop on TikTok. I'll hop on the gram. I'll see what's trending, the whole vibes. But I'm not like, I'm just not up on it. I'm just not. I can't lie. I'm up on like all things rap, all things Drake, all things Young Money, Cash Money. You know the vibes. But besides like my little TV shows here and there, and like I really do mean here and there, I don't keep up with much right now, but let's start with that. Let's talk about what I am into in the television world right now. So I almost never, we'll say rarely, I almost never, rarely keep up with the TV show like week to week, but I have been totally digging Cruel Summer. Are you guys watching? I am going to post a little poll on the Down and 30 podcast Instagram. Tell me if you're watching. I'm not going to give any spoilers. I'm just going to give like a brief little synopsis. So like, don't get your overalls in a bunch or anything. Very low key. But yeah, very much into Cruel Summer right now. I think I'm on episode 5. It airs every Tuesday night. I think it's on like, it's like a Freeform show, I think. I watch it on Hulu. That's all I know. But it's new every Tuesday. It's on, it's going to be episode 6 or 7. I don't know. I don't remember. But this Tuesday is like episode 6 or 7. And I'm living for it. It's kind of giving me like elevated 13 Reasons Why vibes. And hear me out. Like, hear me out. I know that was like very polarizing, but hear me out. So I say 13 Reasons Why in like a dark and also like told through multiple different timelines vibe. So we follow a couple of different main characters in a couple of different times, and it's all chronicled around this like one overarching theme. There's a lot of drama. There's some sexual assault. There's some crime. There's teenage woes. There's bells and whistles. There's just a lot to unpack there. I love it. My mom and I are keeping up with it. We keep chatting about it. We have our little side convos and theories. But if you haven't, if any of what I said interests you, I know that was like a really good sell. Really good sell. But if anything I said interests you, then check it out. Chat with me. Let's do the damn thing. One thing I'm not interested in, I'm going to get hate mail for this. But a lot of people, and like they've always been into it. What's it fucking called? Milkmaid? No, Handmaid's Tale. Not into it. Can't do it. That kind of time period, I don't even know what time period is. I'm assuming so much. But like those kind of like period pieces, like that's just not that's not my speed. Yeah, can't do it. Can't do it. I keep seeing like the little articles and the little BuzzFeed things on mostly Facebook, which probably explains it. But mostly Facebook. And I'm just like, yeah, no, it's just, I've never seen one thing. No one ad, no meme, no post, no BuzzFeed headline. Nothing has ever made me think I'm going to sit down and I'm going to pop on Handmaid's Tale. It's just not for me. If you love it, if you watch it, if you keep up with it for the million of seasons that there are, love that journey for you. It's just, I don't have anything else to contribute to the conversation other than just like, sometimes there's just these things that have like such a cult following and it just like, it just doesn't click for me. Gonna get a lot of hate mail for this. All my cousins know this and like, we just ignore it. Never seen an episode of The Office. Can't do it. Won't do it. It's not my humor. And I know you're like, wait, you've never seen it. How do you know? I've seen the memes. It's just not my speed. And that's okay. That's okay. There's a lid for every trash can. Someone is crying in the comment section right now. People are fighting for their lives. Office fans and Milkmaid fans are fighting for their lives in the comments right now. No, I'm not kidding, but no, it's all in good fun. We're all allowed to like what we like, and we're all allowed to dislike what we dislike, or just ignore what we ignore. So yeah, other than like reveling in old ass reruns of every season of Housewives, I'm pretty much only keeping up with Cruel Summer, so that's keeping me busy on my little Tuesdays. All right, TV, movies. Do I have anything to add to the movie world right now? Frankly, I don't. No, frankly, I don't. I feel like I talk about like one movie and one movie only, and it's still Ma from the summer of 2019. No one but me, my cousins, and a very select group of people on TikTok are talking about Ma or have ever talked about Ma, but that's like the only movie I know and can comment on. Have you ever seen Ma? Okay, I'm gonna give you like a quick little, actually, you know what's really, really funny? Let me quickly pull up like the IMDb of Ma, because it's insane to me. Oh my God, you're gonna freak out. Okay, so this is on IMDb. 63% of people like this movie. Okay, first of all, fuck off. It's 100. Okay. A lonely middle-aged woman befriends some teenagers and decides to let them party in the basement of her home. But there are some house rules. One of the kids has to stay sober, don't curse, and never go upstairs. They must also refer to her as Ma. But as Ma's hospitality starts to curdle into obsession, what began as a teenage dream turns into a terrorizing nightmare. And Ma's place goes from the best place in town to the worst place on earth. Come on, that is captivating. We're almost on the 2-year anniversary of Ma. So Ma released May 30th, 2019. My life has never been the same. Never been the same. Never, ever, ever been the same. So yeah, other than Ma, 2 years later, I've got nothing to contribute in terms of movies. Other than like, are we not all just dying over Michael B. Jordan and whatever he does? Right? I mean, like, right? Without Remorse just came out, the Tom Clancy flick. That goes without saying. Goes without saying. If you've ever seen Michael B. Jordan in a movie, in a Coach ad, you know. Pull up the popcorn. You know what I'm talking about. All right, let's talk music. Let's talk music. All right, so Sunday night, we had the Billboards Awards. Come on, y'all. You already know. You already freaking know. All right, so let's talk a couple of things. Let's talk a couple of headlines. Let's just get this one out of the way. Let's talk about this shit fashion. And I'm not dissing, like, wear what you like, wear what makes you feel good. But there were definitely some clear winners of the night. SZA for me was a winner. She was in this like smoking hot black ensemble, big time winner for me. Drake and Adonis Graham, big time winners for me. Big, huge time winners. Drake was in a deluxe suit, tailored to perfection. It was like a white, off-white gray suit with black tie to accent. Adonis was in a stellar button-down with his, oh my God, are you freaking kidding me? His little face, his little puffed up lip, and his cute little blue eyes just brimming with tears. It was unbelievable. It really was. Also a big Saweetie fan, very much into it. And she was like rocking this like borderline ball gown situation, this like orange number. Love that so much. She looked adorable. It was like peachish. Who else looked amazing? Oh, we got a shout out The Weeknd. He ditched the red suit. He was very thrilled about that. He made a cute little joke about it. Like, we've all seen the memes. He's seen the memes. He knows. Like, he knows. He knows he was done with the red suit. So that was out of there. And all right, let's stop playing nice. Let's just cut to the shit. We got to talk about it. We got to talk about Doja Cat. Now, I do like Doja Cat. I know, you know, there's some problematic shit in the past, but I do like Doja Cat. But she was in this like cropped ass, like flared pant ass, like wannabe pseudo sexy ass, black and white stripe, like borderline mariachi band. I'm having such a hard time explaining it, but it was a no. It was a no. People were describing it as like an angsty, rebellious teen, and 100% that. I absolutely bought a pair of black and white vertical striped $19 pants from H&M when I was like a teenager, and she was giving me very much that energy. And it really wasn't good. It really wasn't. There was this other girl, woman, lady, I'm not sure how she identifies, to be honest, because I actually don't know who she is. My friend Kim knows her. She loves her. She's got like the like blue-green hair. Sorry, Kim. But she was in this like sheer, not very good dress thing. And I could tell, this is just an assumption, but I could tell she kind of thought it was like very much like Rihanna at the Met in like, I think 2015, with like the mesh dress and like matching accessories, gloves, the whole shebang. It fell short. It fell short for me. She's lovely. She's beautiful though. But the dress was just like, it looked a little bit like when you cast a net to like catch fish or something. I don't know. It was just giving me very much that. Other than that, I didn't notice too much. Oh, Drake's mom had bangs. Sandy had bangs. I don't have anything super negative or positive to say about it. I'm not used to seeing her with straight hair and bangs. So I just wanted to point that out. But she looked adorable. She had this like black mask. It was like not even bedazzled. That shit was bejeweled. You know, it was diamonds. It was bediamond. And she looked adorable. Such a supportive mom. Such a supportive grandma. And we love that. Love that for her. All right, let's talk about the winners. The winners of the night. I mean, the boys from Canada just ate that shit right up. No freaking crumbs. I think The Weeknd left with like 10 Billboard awards last night. I really do. I saw him posing on Instagram, and I'm pretty sure it was 10. He killed it this year. He had a lot going on. He did a performance too. His performance was kind of cool. It was kind of dope. He did Save Your Tears, and there was like all these like cars, and he was in this like open lot situation and these like 18-wheeler trucks. It was just very much Weeknd. Loving the vibes. A little bit reckless, but like also romantic, you know? So yeah, he had a big night. He made out. He did. But let's just talk about the winner. Let's just talk about Aubrey Drake Graham, aka Artist of the Freaking Decade. I mean, this is me tapping my wine glass because I'm trying to clap for him. Artist of the Decade. I mean, I would say, can you believe it? But like, can you not? Where have you been if you cannot believe it? Who else would you have picked? I know who some of you would have picked. I'm not even going to mention it. I'm just not even going to speak life into some of these things. But I mean, they did like a little promo, and it was like flashing of like all his album covers, all his single cover arts, like all that. And it was just so nostalgic, like 1-800 Hotline Bling, baby. Like it was just, I had all the feelings about it. And, you know, I mean, he's like 34 at this point. I think he's still got some life in him. You know, we're still waiting on Certified Lover Boy. Hoping beyond hope that it drops in 2021, because listen, I'm telling you, like shit is starting to open a little bit. We are vaxxed. We are ready to rock. And I'm about to hit me a Drake night. And if y'all don't know about Drake night, they do it in a bunch of cities, but in Philly, they used to always have Drake night like once a month at this venue. And my cousins and I would always go, and it's just a rockin' ass good time. Like, it is just straight hit after hit. Nothing but Drake, nothing but artist of the decade. And we live for it. There's like this like balloon situation where balloons just fall out from the sky, and it's incredible. And I'm ready. Like, that's literally why I got two doses of Pfizer, among other reasons, but that's a big one. It's a top contender for me. Big reason, big push for me. So yeah, congrats to Drake. Congrats to Aubs. Congrats for Adonis for making his debut. And oh, let's talk about Drake and Adonis, but like more so Adonis's mom. So Adonis's mom, I honestly, like, I just got to say this, like, if I were her, and I'm not, I'm close to having a child with Drake, but I'm not there yet. But if I were her, I would literally be like trying to ride this wave as hard as I could. I'd be like, oh, you're taking my baby to the billboards? No, I'm coming too. No, instead she was literally off having a fun ass girls trip in Egypt. And I love that for her. But like, I know me, and I would be wedging my way in between Drake, Adonis, Sandy, and Dennis. And I would be sitting there with them all. Like, no, I'm coming. I'll be 100% inserting myself into his life. Like, it's just, there's no question about it. So I love that for her. And I'm just, you know, happy that they all had, you know, a great night in their own respective ways. And we just, you know, we love that kind of family. We love the co-parenting. It looks very healthy. Everyone looks happy. And I think that's great for them. What else is going on in pop culture? No, I mean, the only other big event, like I said, is my 31st birthday. First of all, I'm like 20 pounds overweight right now, so that's fine. I'm not like shaming myself. I'm just speaking existence to my truth, or truth to my existence. And I don't even have any plans, but I was like, okay, sure, I'll buy an outfit. I purchased something. It's on its way, allegedly. It's probably stuck in customs somewhere. I purchased something that, like, I'm just kind of like, who? Who said I could wear this? And it's not even like that outrageous. It's just like, I'm just a regular ass casual ass gal. Like, okay, so yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll just, if it fits, maybe I'll just take a picture in it. Cause like I said, I have no plans. Like, maybe a low key dinner, maybe like a quote unquote, like going out, whatever that even means these days. For me, it's like three wines on a rooftop deck. Yeah. And the outfit I got is just not any of those things. So we'll see how it pans out. We really will. But I'm really excited for my birthday. I'm excited for Memorial Day weekend. My pool is getting a makeover. My backyard is getting a makeover. So, you know, I'm just going to have to celebrate my start of summer and my start of the big 3-1, 30 fun in a new and fun and fresh and unique way for me. Usually I just like submerge in tanning oil and fry beyond my existence and then jump in my pool. But I'm just going to have to get creative this year. I am. But the pool will be back. Have no fear. Plenty of pool picks, plenty of smoothies, plenty of wine spritzers, plenty, you know, drinks with the produce in them. Just very much living. I make a mean wine spritzer, you know what I'm saying? So I think, honestly, besides Beppe's pool deck coming later this summer 2021, I think that's it for me. I think, and honestly, the rest of you in the pop culture world, there's really nothing else to talk about. We've covered everything. We really have. If you wanted to know what I'm sipping tonight I'm sipping a little Cab Sav. It's, yeah, it's from Argentina. We love the vibes. And yeah, I'm a little subdued tonight. Also not subdued, but I'm a little subdued tonight. The allergies are on 128. The headache is on a trillion. I only had one coffee today and I have like a little bit of headache. You know what I mean? So very much that. I think I sound like a little stuffed and fluffed with the congestion. The Flonase is just not, it's just not doing it. But I can hear very much like Bert and Ernie in my voice right now. So I think that's my cue. That's my ticket. That's Adonis waving me off stage. It's time to go. Cut the speech, cut the music, cut the mic. Love y'all. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the listen. Thank you for your time, dedication, generosity. Thank you for the 2 cents per listen each time you hear my little ad. Listen, if you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home. All right, y'all. Catch you next time when it's time to get down and 30. I'll be freaking 31 next time we chat. I will be 31. And yeah, I'll check in with you later. All right, peace, queens.